Hey, it's Aaron Hogan, Genesis Driver, encouraging you to experience the difference between ordinary and extraordinary by discovering the Genesis GV70. That Genesis of Round Rock, bold design, advanced technology, and refined power redefines what modern luxury should feel like. And this month, you can enjoy low APR financing. How about 1.99% APR for up to 48 months on select 2026 Genesis GV70 models? Go see them at Genesis of Round Rock, 2201 North May Street, or explore your options online at genesisofroundrock.com. Luxury never looks so good. Welcome to Genesis.
From the 102.7 ESPN studios in Austin, Texas, this is the Jeff and Ed Show.
Hey, welcome to our little show. Phone numbers, call or text. Recommend that text thing, 512-834-1027. Keep the tweets up, at Jeff Ward Show. Well, remember that thing about there was a salary cap in college football and, you know, that was at least that part of it, that salary cap was going to be set in stone because they sued over the issue. This is college players and it was set at $20 million. Well, it turns out they don't even follow that either. They don't follow anything. They refuse to follow their own rules and then they're complaining to everyone about not having any rules. I mean, just remember this as you're hearing people whine about the state of college football and how it's out of control. It's out of control because you're out of control. So Front Office Sports, which does a kind of a business thing, I subscribe to this. They point out today that, you know, that $20 million salary cap, which was part of a settlement, and this is money allocated for a total of $20 million to spend however you would like, but that would mean you'd be spending in other sports as well. Well, not so much. Here's what Front Office Sports is now reporting. 1 year ago, college sports got what's supposed to be a salary cap through the House versus NCAA settlement, which allowed schools to pay up to $20.5 million to players across sports. But instead of stabilizing the rising cost of college rosters, the settlement only set a new floor. The average school in Power Four Conference is now offering $13.5 million to players as a revenue share, in addition to $30 million they're overspending when it comes to the salary cap. In other words, they're going to take whatever money they have and then go hit up other people for more money and then tell you that it's a terrible system, they have no rules, but they won't even follow their own court case rules. So, question, whose fault is this? Right?
Joe Biden.
Oh, Biden. Other than Biden, Obama, and Hillary. They don't even follow their own rules. They're just going out and digging up the money somewhere. And they've already overspent the $20 million, according to Front Office Sports.
Oh, Lord, it's out of control still. I apologize. I just came. I saw Trey Waiten, and I think I'm in a marijuana coma.
Uh-oh.
There's somebody down the hall. They must be smoking the biggest blunt I've ever.
Blunt?
It smells like marijuana. Grass. Mary Jane. And I think I was on a high or something, so I apologize for being late.
You think just walking down the hall, you're in a marijuana coma?
I feel like it, man. I feel like I'm higher than a kite.
Well, maybe it's good for you.
Yeah. You're not. Soccer's on. Oh, good. Soccer's on.
Somebody was doing that in the hallway?
I don't know, Trey.
They should. I mean, really.
I don't know. It's just.
They should do more drugs than that.
I am in a fog, baby. I am in a fog. But yeah, Jeff, it's such a specious argument. Oh, yes, we're going to follow the rules. We're going to follow the rules.
It's a court case. They don't even follow that.
No, they're not following any rules.
And so just the next time, because I read today where, I can't remember what the women's sport is, but they're canceling it, right? Well, they're canceling it because they've spent all the money elsewhere.
Sure, they have no funds for that.
They have
women's lacrosse or tennis or whatever.
Do not buy into the narrative, we really need some rules. No, you just spend like you're on crack. And this is why I'm predicting bankruptcies. Because they won't stop. The expectation now is the average Power 4 football team, the best that they can tell because they're overspending the allotted salary cap money, on average is now $35 million.
And they have $20.5 million to spend on all sports.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. And they can say, oh, some of that's NIL. Let's not be Brownwood naive on this. Because there's no school in the solar system that can garner that much NIL money and disguise it as just regular money.
That's what, you know, not to talk about every single dollar in this thing, but you're supposed to spread it out for $20 million. Everyone thought, okay, well, this is a fair system. This is a court case, and everybody gets a share. They just turn around and send all the money to football and then add some more to it. If you were a lacrosse player, this is why you're about to see a wave of lawsuits saying, you owed me that money, man.
What about us?
You were supposed to pay me that money.
Yeah. What about us?
And they're getting nothing.
No. It's you know, and you can hear people say, oh, yeah, we're going to follow the rules. We're following the rules. And let's just be honest. There's one player at University of Texas garnering big money, or should be. You know, that's Arch Manning. And how in the world do you get Cam Coleman to come over here from Auburn? How in the world do you easily get those two running backs to leave their institutions and come and be the running backs for Texas this year and go up and down the roster? Everybody's getting a piece of the action, and a lot of players are making more than everybody else with no questions asked.
But they are supposed to have, if you take a pie, ready, pie chart, you guys have $20 million, and you've already overspent the 20.
By $10 million on average.
By average, $10 million.
Yeah.
So maybe Texas can live like that. Maybe Ohio State and Michigan. But you want to tell me how it is? I mean, the only reason why Texas Tech can't is because this guy just keeps handing them money. But at some point, if you are, I'm trying to think of an example, Texas State, how are you supposed to play in this world when you're sitting there going, wait a minute, guys, we were supposed to have 20. You all spent 35. I don't have 35.
Yeah,
I have the 20 I got.
Yeah. We have spent our 20, but we spent it on basketball, women's basketball, football. They now have gymnastics at Texas State. We say gave some money to gymnastics.
You did?
No, they did. I've not given any money.
How much have you given this year?
Not. I have not given to any athletic program this year.
What about the broadcasting curriculum?
No, I volunteer my time if they ever need a guest speaker over there. My friend Larry Carlson, who's a professor over there, yeah. But no, it's just it's maddening because
there's no one to blame but themselves when they're pointing fingers. This is why I was ranting about, you know, it's fine if Steve Sarkisian on his Steve Sarkisian world tour of weird hot takes says this game is out of control. Your program is out of control. You just refuse to follow your own rules, and there's no way.
Because if you follow your own rules, you lose. You're not going to get the big players. You're not going to get Cam Coleman. You're not going to get, because somebody else is going to gobble them up from a Power 4 conference.
Okay, but let's say if I'm 9 of the 12 programs in the Big 12, and I go, okay, the other 9 of you, how much have you spent? I'm sure they lie to each other, but I'm sure they'll say, I spent the $20 million I got.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I got. And I called up Clements, and he doesn't give anymore. We don't have anybody to give anymore.
How does Baylor do? How's Oklahoma State?
Wouldn't you all get together and say, hey, Tech?
Stop.
Stop it. We got rules. Yeah. We got a lawsuit of a salary cap we're supposed to follow. Or the other Big 12 other SEC members saying, listen, Texas and A&M, that's it, man. You guys go and spend $50 million. We have 20. That was the deal. And yet these coaches go, man, we just don't have it. It's a lawless system out here. It's really not. You just cheat.
And there's a reason that Texas and Texas A&M will not sign off on Ted Cruz's bill because it's bad for them.
Yeah.
Because they don't want to share the riches of the SEC nor does the Big Ten that produces 80% of the TV revenue in the country. Do you think they're going to say, oh, yeah, we're going to give you yeah, we'll give up some of this money to send it to Waco and down to Houston and Stillwater and Manhattan, Kansas? No, they don't want to do that because they're in the entertainment business. They're in the business of eyes, Jeff.
Yeah, I know.
Television viewers.
Well, they don't mean to be kicked out of the other members, that'll kick them out of the league. But they won't. They're afraid. It's front office sports. It's really pretty eye-opening just how ridiculous the spending is. It says college sports roster spending soars beyond the $20.5 million rev share cap. So, I mean, I don't even know how you label the money. I guess it comes in from the legal settlement, and so you just send out more. Like, if I get a check, if you get money deposited, it's for what?
If who gets the check?
Well, I don't know. Somebody is getting 45. Players are getting more than what they were told they're supposed to get.
Hmm.
Okay, so you have $20.5 million to spend. Here, Clements, you get $400,000. Trey gets $500,000, and I just keep going and going and going. It's labeled how? Like, is that it's contract work?
I don't know how it's labeled.
But they exceeded what they were given.
Yeah, and you're going to see it on the field September 5th when Texas State, with a really good coach, CJ Kenny, they're a good football team.
Sure.
But you will see when you look up and go, ooh, that guy in the burnt orange is a lot bigger than that guy in the Bobcat with his helmet. That guy, you're going to see that's when the disparity comes with the athletes. And it may not be. You know, there's a lot of, you know, it's going to happen at the end of the day.
I think there's going to be bankruptcies.
Well, there's going to
be a lot of them.
There's going to be schools that say, we're not playing, like you say, we're not going to have girls basketball. It's going to blow up Title IX.
I'd give up football.
If you're Rice, give up football.
Why would you try to do this? I mean, either you try to make other people follow the rules or you just say, screw it, they're going to cheat and I forget, I'm out.
Yeah, and Rice, they're on razor-thin margins in the athletic department.
I don't think it's a margin. I think it's a deficit.
Well, Baylor's the same way. A lot of schools are the same way unless they have a big sugar daddy.
Yeah.
Like Texas will have, the Aggies will have, like Tech will have.
Yeah.
Ohio State, Michigan, name the big schools. Penn State, they got them. They got them. And they love big-time college football. And the Purdue's of the world and the Rutgers will, please don't kick us out of the Big Ten. They like that money.
Yeah.
Because that really
covers
everything.
But they're blowing it. I mean, they're still trying to keep up, but they're operating at a deficit. So it's not like the NFL where every team is making $175 million net. These dudes are just burned through all their money and then going to get more and burning through that, trying to keep up when they have a rule in place. All right, this is the question Ed keeps asking, so I'll ask it for everyone else. At Mex Jim Furyk tweets, as a dumb soccer fan, why was the U.S. goalie out of the box trying to make a play? Because he's not very good at what he does?
And then he kicked the ground. He looked like somebody over at Northwest Hills.
He whiffed it, then tried to go on a dribbling spree.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then Tim Ream, who can't jog backwards, tried to block it and fell all over himself.
Mm-hmm.
And the world started laughing.
Let me just say this about it. Looked like the Americans had a JV team out there.
Yeah.
After watching the game between old Mexico and England, Mexico and the Three Lions, what a terrific soccer game. A soccer game for the ages.
Yep.
And what England did with 10 men was phenomenal. And those crad Mexican team fought like hell.
Yep.
They did. And then to watch that last night when we look so slow. And we had a bad start, and it was just looked like we're out of sync. I just didn't get it last night, and I had a whole list of things to ask you today.
Okay,
I got these when I was at the doctor's office.
I was tweeting. Are you okay or not?
Yeah, I'm good.
I know you're
really
smoking
good.
Weed now here at the radio station. Are they cool with that?
Somebody was smoking weed. This was
wasn't me.
Why do you have a sheet of paper out?
Because I got
this from the doctor.
From,
or is this
yeah,
from
that,
your?
Don't say what the doctor was. That was okay. the big doctor.
All right.
I got a good report. I'm good.
Yeah, I can see. Do I have to handwrite it for you?
What?
I wrote it myself.
Oh, this is why you're in the doctor's office. You're writing questions about soccer.
I wanted questions about my disease.
I'm, okay. You're not,
doctor, let me
you're
ask
going
you.
In for a blood test.
Let me ask you, doctor.
Let me ask you about the U.S. goalie. Why is he such a dumbass?
Well, but go ahead.
Anyone that knows, you don't have to know much about sports to know, that team doesn't look like it's very good at what it does.
No, it's very sad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did I not tell you I would bet on Belgium?
Oh, boy.
They've outscored the U.S. the last two games 9-3.
And, you know,
Football terms, that's like getting, like you cross midfield once.
We've been on such a high this country.
It's been fake.
A high about soccer.
Too many feelings.
And you had people in the stands there, you know, teenage kids, USA, USA families, just yelling their ass off to get that team going. Will this burst the bubble?
Yeah.
Well, is this a major setback oh, God. And you know, did you pull out? I was going to pull out the Portnoy today.
Hey, Trey.
Oh, you better bleep it.
I know. Here's one. This is your favorite. I'm sure it's on down the hall. This is some rocket scientist on Fox News. I think it's Will Kane.
Mm-hmm. He's Texas X.
Is he?
Yeah.
Real happy to hear that. Will, like everyone else that apparently was in front of a microphone, had all this stuff figured out. The Euros were scared of us and all that trash.
What will you do, Belgium? Come on, Belgium. Best on best. You have one of the best players in the world, one of my favorites of all time, Kevin De Bruyne. Can't you beat us with what amounts to the 135th ranked striker in the world wearing a Team USA jersey? Buck up, Belgium.
Yeah.
The Union of European Football Association, UEFA.
Why does he look like Tucker Carlson in this video?
First of all, I should point out
that guy's on a Texas X. I'm sorry. Another guy is.
Kevin De Bruyne was sitting on a cooler watching the game.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't even play.
They didn't even need him.
They didn't need him because they knew they didn't need him because they know it's a different brand of soccer. We're not that good. I've been trying to say it. We're fast. But when you don't have the ball, it doesn't matter.
Mm. And we don't have a World Cup for 4 stinking years. And where's the next World Cup?
What did I tell you about goalkeeping?
You kick the ball to the side, push it to the side.
Yeah, but ultimately, it's like every sport. Defense in soccer, defense and goalkeeping keeps you in games.
Mm-hmm.
And I said before the tournament, the U.S. sucks in the middle of defense.
Mm.
Well, but blah, 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 you know, we beat Australia. Well, they suck. Their middle defense is horrible.
Mm-hmm.
Tim Ream is just a mediocre MLS player. And their goalkeeping, which everyone who knows soccer kept saying, I don't know if it's any good. Well, you got your answer.
Mm-hmm.
He's a doofus. Looked like he was playing in Northwest Hills, like you said.
Trey's got the day, Portnoy. You've got to edit. Did you send it to him?
Oh, yeah. No, I
you got to edit that because it's funny. Because he was the guy who said, we're going to win no deal.
Europe's scared of us.
Scared
it's
of
in
us.
There. I'll play it in the next segment.
Well, you got to get the bleeps out because he does the F-bombs.
Is this a new one or the one you
it's
played
this
yesterday?
This morning. This is from last night after the game.
He and the neckbeards were doing the, I mean, I'll just be all full of emotion
Ed,
stuff.
You just kind of randomly gave me your phone. I don't really.
Yeah.
You want your phone back?
Trey,
I just want to make sure you could get to that, that audio.
Okay, I can.
If you need to use it this afternoon.
Ed, you do know he has access to the internet over there.
Yeah,
like,
Ed,
it's only your phone is the
well,
one.
I'm just. I'm
it's not like
I don't
it's a
really
DVD.
I know what to do with
it's
this.
It's a DVD.
Why did you go to my pictures?
Well, I was
what
trying
are you doing
to.
In my pictures?
It was scrolled all the way up.
Yeah.
It was scrolled all the way. I was trying to find out what you wanted me to send. It was a nice picture of Bill Murray with a dog.
Yeah. That was a Muni deal. I got pictures of all of Jeff's wives, too.
I think. I think the casual fan says, I'm out. I don't think this helped retain people or not.
It's not going to be a problem here in town. Your boy is in the band for Austin FC. And I think if it does anything, it will make more Austin FC goers take a more critical eye. Critical eye at this team. Go, ooh, we got to improve that. Or how can they do this when we saw that on TV?
I mean, look, soccer fans are going to go watch good soccer games. It's on every Saturday and Sunday. You can watch Premier League, all that stuff. This was mostly flag wavers thinking this is cool and fun until it wasn't cool and fun.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think people just immediately move on without it. I've given a bigger cultural analysis of why they're just not better as a team than they are. and I use my own experience. Other parts of the world don't have parents pay club soccer. They don't do that. Mm-hmm. It's just the opposite. A club finds you, the poor kid, and brings you in.
To the country or the organization?
The organization.
Yeah.
And so you buy into the training. We don't train. We go to games. Europeans and South Americans, kids, buy in, so they train skills and strategy. They're not viewing as mom and dad dropped me off at a park. They're viewing it as that's my coach. He owns my contract. Mm-hmm. I've got to learn to be a pro. It's like guys I played football with from poor areas. They will freaking cut your heart out for that job. That's what these kids are. Americans being the typical fat, soft Americans that we are, act like these Belgians don't know what they're doing. Those are poor kids too. Their life is getting out of that neighborhood to play soccer. So when they go to work for, when they go to a club when they're 12, the club says, I'm going to train you to be a pro.
Do they still go to school? Or is
Yeah, yeah.
It's like internment camps, what?
Not quite that bad. No, you go to a club. Doesn't matter if you're rich or poor. And so you're going to train to be a pro. You're not going to train to see if your club can hit your parents up for $5,000.
Yeah. With the new uniforms.
Yeah,
and
that's what we do.
Yeah.
And so, yes, we have a lot of the players on the field last night are really talented individual players. But they don't have strategically and schematically, and even I would say we don't buy into the skill training that they do. As I said earlier, a 12-year-old in any part of Europe that's with a club, not a club like we think clubs, where mom and dad buy you into the club and you have practice 3 nights a week with some juice boxes. You go to school there and you live there. Mom and dad aren't hanging around you. This is where you train. Mm-hmm. And so they're doing defensive work and footwork while our kids are playing 3 games a weekend.
Yeah. Sort of like the basketball deal.
Yeah,
and
exactly
baseball.
Like that. Yeah. It's like saying, why are Dominicans per capita so good at baseball? Because it's their freaking life.
We've got to take a break after this
and
break.
And our clubs find them and train them. In the United States, the only way you get exposed to high caliber soccer is your parents have to buy your way in.
We'll talk more soccer also. There's a strange story in the world of football about Sean Payton and Bill Belichick.
Yeah, it's
this
weird.
Is a weird
it's
story.
Weird. Yeah.
And what are my other notes saying? Let's see. Oh, there's an interesting.
Ed wrote all this on his doctor's office notepad.
Yeah, notepad, yeah. He charged me for it,
you
too.
Know, you don't type in your phone or a laptop or anything?
Old school.
I'm old school, man.
I respect that, Ed.
You walk up to the counter and say, can I have a sheet of paper?
I asked the nurse, do you have an extra pen that I can get from Dr. Yorio's pad here? He had a very nice pad.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah, I was looking for the prescription pad, but I couldn't find it. Yeah, it's kind of...
But I was hoping that's what you're going to hand me. Like, we're going to get some Vicodin or something right now.
That'd be great.
It'd be awesome. Trade me the prescription.
Oh, he's listening right now and probably sending me to...
I think he's going to lose his license because of you.
He's going to lose his license and send me some Pakistani doctor next. All right, we'll take a break. More on 102.7 ESPN right after this.
Jeff Ward and Ed Clements. Afternoons 4 to 6 on 102.7 ESPN. You're listening to the Jeff and Ed Show on 102.7 ESPN.
Welcome back to the show. Ed Clements and Jeff Ward, full soccer analysts of last night's 4-1 loss to Belgium from Jeff. Also, we're watching Switzerland and Colombia, and there was just the damnedest collision I think I've ever seen. And you've been around soccer all your life, but geez, both guys got up too. How does describe what happened?
So
here's Jeff.
Well, how goalkeepers are trained, the ball comes in and I want it. I knock everyone in my way out of the way. They bring a knee up. That's how they're trained. And some big old jacked Swiss dude took one right in the back of the head. I got knocked out that way once.
Really?
Yeah. Because they come out and that's what they're told to do. If that ball is theirs, they're going to take out everybody they can. But how they survived that collision, I'm not quite sure.
And both guys are still in the game,
still
too.
Still in the game. He gave up and gave him a hug. Like,
yeah, the medical personnel
just tried
came
to
out.
Take your face off. It's a really good Swiss team.
Yeah, they got Granit Xhaka.
Yeah, and he's a great, tough player, too. If you got to talk about the Swiss coach, wait till you see him. I like him.
Do you?
Yeah. He's all dressed up, of course. Doesn't say a whole lot. Looks like he works in a library somewhere.
Well, the dude from Belgium looks like he sells insurance.
Yeah.
He does. Garcia from France.
He does.
Yeah. And our guy's on the beat somewhere today, our man from Argentina.
He made $6 million.
Did he really?
That's not even a full... I mean, they would argue it's a full-time gig. Not really. They paid him $6 million.
Where's he coach regularly?
I think that's it.
That's it.
That's it?
This was his gig.
This would be perfect for a coach that just retired from club soccer.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I pointed out on Twitter last night for all the people going, oh, you know, we're this, we're that. The U.S. came into the tournament ranked 17th. They finished the tournament about 15th, 16th, or 17th.
Yeah.
About where we expect.
I mean, they're like not any better. I mean, it's not. There was no shocking run.
Was this the Swiss coach?
Yeah.
That guy?
Yeah.
He looks Italian. Is he Italian?
Stylish, man. I like that dude.
He's a stylish dude.
Yeah. So, all right. So, what are the, let's hear. Let's have the list of questions. Go.
The list of questions?
Well, you said
the questions.
Off your doctor's
pen. Jeff, what changes do we need to make to our team, the United States soccer team, between now and 4 years? What do we do to make ourselves competitive? How do we get better?
Well, I just said it's a whole giant cultural, strategic, philosophical.
Word, culture.
And I mean, in this case, really is culture. Man, these are good. They have some good individual players. They do. There's no good answer. They're not going to. The 11 of them that play together, I'm not optimistic it's going to look that much different than it does now.
How much time did they have together to feel each other out or learn their game?
As much as anybody else.
Which is what? Which is a month? 2 months?
Month and a half, 2 months.
Okay, all right.
But they play games, they're break periods where they go, the U.S. didn't play any less than together than Belgium did.
Okay.
Or Switzerland or England or Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
They played Belgium a month and a half ago in March and got smoked then too. So it's not that they've had any sort of raw deal. In fact, they've had a much better deal because they're playing at home.
Yeah.
And pretty much looked like a home-cooked bracket that they had set up for themselves. So I'm far more disappointed than I think I hear from most people. I don't see – it's a group of good, individual, talented players individually that probably on their clubs in Europe, they love having them. But the question is – what kind of 11 and how do they play and how hard do they play do you put out there? And that's our problem. It's just not a gritty team.
Do you feel like this will bring...
Gritty is the word, I think.
Pardon me?
Gritty is the word.
Gritty. Do you feel like this will bring more young people to the pitch instead of the baseball field or the football field or the basketball court?
No.
Really?
No. I mean, no, I don't. There's already a lot of kids playing. I mean, we're not lacking a number of players. I mean, these guys are outside of the – most of them are homegrown soccer players. I mean, this kid – is it Chris Richards? Is from some small town in Alabama. Malik Freeman, his dad, is Super Bowl. I mean, so – no, there's good individual talents. Sebastian Berhalter plays in the MLS. He got in the game last night. He was the only decent player they had that took a shot on goal. And he's a really good player. And he'll do well in his career. But that 11 is not going to look any... I don't think it's going to look that much better.
Earlier today, Egypt lost to Argentina 3-2. Egypt had to lead 2-0, 2-0, as they say in the
trade. Look at you. Nice.
2-0 at the 78-minute mark. And it was a ferocious comeback by Lionel Messi. And don't cry for me, Argentina. Second game in a row where they kind of pull one out of the rabbit's hat.
Yep.
And the Egyptian coach is crazy.
Yes.
He went crazy after the game.
He's crazy.
And said everything is designed for an Argentine victory. Every team, they all want Argentina in the finals, yada-da-da-da-da.
This team was ahead 2-0.
2-0.
I mean, that's like the Spurs going, it was fixed for the Knicks.
Yeah.
No, how about you not let them score a bunch?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Argentina will meet the winner of this game between Colombia and Switzerland, which is currently 0-0 at the 80-minute mark, 10 minutes
to play.
I
mean, Messi missed a penalty kick and missed another open shot. They can't say he owned the game. He didn't. They just, as I said, that buy-in thing, it's a gritty game to play. I know a lot of people don't understand that, but it's a ton of work. A lot of thoughtless, mindless work. Hitting guys, covering ground. You only touch the ball about 5% of the time. You're really doing the running and the hard work the rest of the time. And so those Argentines buy in to a way of playing, a gritty, cover a lot of ground, defend like your life is going to end. Cape Verde would beat the United States. They would never give up and stop running. They just keep coming at you and coming at you. And so that's what I mean by it's a gritty game to play. Argentina says, I will defend like crazy, and then I'm going to give the ball in the right spot to my guy.
Sort of like England did against Mexico. They defended, they defended with only 10 guys.
Yeah. It's no fun, man. You get hit with the ball, you get knocked around. It takes a belief system, and having been trained that way, that I don't see that we have. I'm sorry. We don't train good defenders. The MLS doesn't spend money on good defenders. It's like a football team when you say, well, their tackles aren't very good, but they got a great quarterback and receivers. Mm-hmm. So what?
Yeah.
It's like the Cowboys. They can score 45 and give up 50. It's the gritty, ugly part of the game that the Argentines have mastered.
Well, this ought to be exciting. Final 8 minutes, 0-0. The winner gets Lionel Messi in Argentina. Belgium, of course, will now meet España, where you say they will get beat by Spain?
Yes.
Okay.
You mean Belgium is going to meet Spain?
Belgium and
right,
Spain.
Right, isn't that right, Trey?
Belgium, yeah. And Spain, yeah.
Had we won, which, of course, we were light years from doing that, we would absolutely be carved to shreds by Spain. Those guys would run 30 miles chasing the ball. They'd never get it back.
Mm.
Sort of like what it looked like against Belgium. But that's not even a very good Belgium team. They're like in a rebuild.
Really?
You know, the knucklehead from Fox who was talking about Kevin De Bruyne, who was a great, great player in his day, the guy was sitting on a cooler the whole game. He wasn't even on the field.
Trey, do we have that Dave Portnoy?
Yeah, a little bit. Let me finish.
Finny, we don't want any dirty words on this radio station.
Why not?
Because it's not allowed by the by our staff and management. I'm not signing off on dirty words by Dave Portnoy, okay?
Okay.
So I've got most of it bleeped.
He was such a genius yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to
ride going
a tank.
To the top.
Yeah. They don't want
win.
Any part of us.
It did kind of feel nice to see all those people get humbled, you know?
You mean the talk show hosts?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, in some ways, I'm glad. I'm disappointed. I hate it for those of us who like the sport. But I am glad to hear the people faking like they know anything about soccer when they're really just emotional flag wavers.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad they're shutting up.
I've learned.
I didn't think last night would look quite that bad, but I had a.
I thought they'd lose like 3-1.
Yeah,
I was
here.
Shocked though. It looks like they were in mud.
They're
it looked like
outclassed.
They were just some people standing around.
Yeah, no, they were outclassed.
You know,
and they knew it in a hurry too. I had no answer.
When you see them British guys do the headers and stuff, when you see Messi, that chee 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 footwork, you know. You even see the Japanese, those little Japanese guys.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Is that what they say when they're dribbling the ball?
That's
wow.
Right.
Huh. I didn't know everybody made these sound effects. Yeah,
oh,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
what
yeah,
do
yeah,
the
yeah.
Swiss do when they're dribbling around?
They're talking about getting some chocolate afterwards.
Oh, okay.
Or
some
what kind of watch,
you, what kind of watch you got?
Yeah.
And the French?
Tiger Woods still in our country hanging out.
And the French, what are they?
They're smoking.
Oh.
Yeah, they're smoking on the sidelines.
Yeah, that's what they do. They're not in shape at all. They all smoke cigs the whole game.
Right.
They play with a cigarette in their mouth.
What about the Egyptians?
The Egyptians?
What do they do?
Yeah, well.
Oh, this could go well.
I'm not going
to. This could go well.
The Saudis, yeah. No, I won't say anything.
But, look, and I don't mean to, I am ripping club soccer. I'm just saying in the context of turning out pro players. For instance, like high school football here, mom and dad don't buy you a spot on the team.
You do it the old-fashioned
way.
Yeah,
you show up and they got everything paid for.
Yeah.
And they train you. And that's what being a soccer player, the rest of the world is, whether you're with a club. Now, not everybody that grows up is going to do that, but these guys, like, you know, some of the Fox News buffoon mentioned Kevin De Bruyne. I think he's grew up ridiculously poor. I think he's been in a club system since he was 12. I mean, he doesn't even live at home.
Wow.
He grew up, this is what he grows up doing. You go to school, they invest in you, and they sell you. You don't, your parents don't buy their way in, right? It's like college football. Football players that I grew up with, your mom and dad don't buy you a spot on the team.
No, you have to earn it.
And then you get a scholarship, and then you try to get in the NFL, and you'd kill anyone on your side to get a job in the NFL.
Okay, we're going to take a break. After this break, we're going to talk about the NFL, this strange story about Sean Payton and Bill Belichick, and sad news about the cowboy who died a few months ago.
I talked about that
earlier.
Yeah, I got some serious questions. I think, do you think a 24-year-old killing himself with CTE is going to hit harder in the public than a 64-year-old?
It should, but it won't.
It won't. It won't. I know. I said the same thing.
We'll discuss next here on 102.7 ESPN.
Jeff Ward and Ed Clements. Afternoons 4 to 6 on 102.7 ESPN. Check out the podcast page at 1027ESPN.com. Now back to the Jeff and Ed Show.
All right, we're back on the show. We're 30 seconds away from, we won't know what the extra time is put on the screen, but nil-nil, Switzerland and Colombia right now from Vancouver, British Columbia. Hey, that's ironic, Colombia, British Columbia. It's
very much like Colombia.
Colombia, that's right. Yeah, when I think of Colombia, I think of British Columbia. But we'll see in about 5 seconds how much extra time will be put on.
Look at you, extra time. Yeah, extra nil. Time. You're like a...
Yeah.
Wow, is it me or is the...
Yeah, she's cute.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a
hot ref.
A hot ref over there.
I've seen that a few times. There was a game, a World Cup game, that had three female referees.
5 minutes, 5 minutes of extra time.
There you go, extra time.
Extra time. Now, let's go, before we talked about pro football, this is Dave Portnoy. Yesterday at this time, we played him the cut where he was all, get out the tanks, fire up the Enola Gay, let's go get them.
And they're afraid of us.
And they're afraid of us. Belgium's afraid of us.
Because we're the best in soccer now, and the Europeans hate it.
Yeah, right. Europe's going to hate us because we're great in soccer.
You know,
now,
the last 20 games against a European team, the U.S. has 2 wins, both against Bosnia.
Oh. Yeah.
Just saying.
Can't hang your hat on that one. Okay, this is – we got this clean? We got it clean.
I hope there's I hope there's a dozen F-bombs.
If not, I'll just dump it and it'll be like nobody ever heard.
This is Dave Portnoy from last night after the game.
In soccer.
He was the very first one.
I know that I edited it. I
did, you?
Did all the bleeps and
yes. Oh, boy.
He said the U.S. got blanking bollywopped in soccer.
Yeah, bollywopped.
What does that mean? I mean, I assume that means...
I think he said mollywopped.
Mollywopped, okay.
I got the rest of it bleeped.
Sure. Okay, go ahead. I hope
so many F-bombs get on the air. I really do.
And honestly, we're all great Americans, and we try to support the team, and we got Balogun to play, and we just forget, and I'm taking this. Throw this in, like... in the trash.
Threw his jersey off.
Like, come on. We're a fucking joke. That game was a fucking joke. If you're going to have us root for our team, how about having a goalie who doesn't give up a goal, like just kicking the ground and giving it to the other team? Number 13 with the ponytail gets thrown into the potted plant section on a header. Our defense looks like they've never been. Just listen, if we're going to keep making an international incident in FIFA and like Trump's going to bully them and everyone's going to be like the angry Americans, then we're going to have to start instituting a draft in soccer. And we're going to have to say, hey, LeBron, no offense, you're going to play and all these other great athletes that we got. You got to go play soccer, train for 4 years. You can beat these are country club D-tier athletes we got out here. And again, I'm fine if we're going to sit on the sidelines and just be like, oh, soccer, cool, cool. If we're going to create international incidents, we got to stop having goalies who don't know what they're doing and a defense getting thrown around like Christmas trees.
Now, that's the guy who said Europe's afraid of us. We're dominating their sport. They're afraid. They're trying to kick Flo Balogun, who's a birthright citizen, by the way, out of the tournament because they're afraid of us. That same guy knew all that, and now he wants to institute a draft. To make LeBron James play soccer.
Make LeBron and maybe it could have been Michael Jordan and make him play soccer.
Yes, like a military draft.
Yes, you're playing soccer.
And what happens to someone when they say, no, I'm not?
Guantanamo.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's really well thought out, man.
Draft him to play soccer. Aaron Judge, here's your uniform. Learn how to run.
What would Aaron Judge even do? Like, he's like 6'10", right? I guess he could get headers.
He pulls a muscle running out of double every other day. I mean, so he's going to run 90 minutes? 9 miles up and down a field?
No.
I know he doesn't know anything that he's talking about, but does he know that the players on the field yesterday are all professionals playing on some of the best teams in the world?
No, I don't think he did.
He doesn't even know where they play. He thinks they played at high school somewhere.
Yeah, Division II guys.
Yeah.
D2.
I mean, what is, I don't know what Christian Pulisic's contract is with AC Milan, one of the most renowned clubs in the world. Look, I've had my own criticisms of him. He gets hurt all the time. He gets knocked off the ball. That's why the Italians are on his ass all the time. Mm-hmm. But they pay him a lot of money. He's not playing at a junior college in Brenham. You fool. Matt Fries was playing, was it in Nottingham? Was he with Nottingham Forest? Or was that the U.S. backup in the Premier League? You fool. They're all pros.
They're all pros.
There's a kid who, and I mean a kid, he's a teenager that plays in the MLS. On his 18th birthday, Manchester City owns his contract.
Wow.
And he's 16 or something now.
I think I know who you're talking about. Kevin Phillips.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And so on his 18th birthday, Man City owns him.
Didn't he come in when he was like 13 and played for the Union?
Yeah,
and he had like two assists?
Yeah, yeah. He's a great player. They love him internationally.
But I haven't heard from that guy in a while.
But there's a perfect example. There's a guy you don't go to Man City. It's like saying you don't go play center field for the Dodgers if you suck. Mm-hmm. They know what they're doing. They invest a lot of money. So there's a perfect example of one day this kid's going to be playing for us in the World Cup. Is the team going to look any different? I don't know. He'll be good. But so is Chris Richards, who plays for Aston Villa, right, Trey?
I think he plays for Crystal Palace.
Crystal Palace, okay. And I really like him in the Premier. I mean, so, but when they all get 11 of them together, the strategy's out the door. And I don't know how to fix that.
Will the coach come back to Argentine? Said he's going to make his decision.
I feel like he will. I don't see why he wouldn't.
Job? For 4 years, he does really.
This is what he's been doing.
Just watch.
Making $6 million.
Wow-wee.
Yeah. I guess sit in your house and watch a bunch of video.
Mm-hmm.
And then talk to trainers and stuff about who's healthy. And yeah. Yeah.
Bet he can fly anywhere he wants to around the world to watch soccer.
He goes and watches him play.
Yeah, I guess he's scouting out new talent.
Yeah.
Yeah. When you watch the Premier League, there'll be games and they'll show Thomas Tuchel, who's the English coach, at games. And he'll be sitting up there in some box or something.
He used to coach at Chelsea.
Yeah.
Before he got canned.
What a gig.
Yeah. Now, you usually get fired if you don't win, you don't go very far. You almost get, like, you'll see most of these guys, the day their team loses, they're out.
Yeah, that's what
the
happened.
The German guy, I don't even think he made it to the bus. I think he was fired by the time he got to the tunnel.
They already had,
baby.
Yeah, nah, he was toast.
They already had Klopp on speed dial.
Yeah.
Klopp said he wanted to do it. I don't know why they didn't hire him earlier.
Who's Klopp?
Jurgen Klopp.
I wish he'd come here. But I don't know that he can fix... I don't know. I mean, I don't know who could have coached that team last night and made them look better.
Yeah, that would be kind of like when they hired Klinsmann, Jurgen Klinsmann.
Yeah, I mean,
Jurgen Klinsmann?
Yeah.
I believe the best run the U.S. had was an American old guy who I remember from my college days was Bruce Arena, who's coaching the best team in the MLS right now.
Didn't he take
these
over?
These aren't stupid people. It's not a real complicated game, you know? I mean, they're not stupid people. Belgium doesn't, you know, the guys have a PhD that Pochettino doesn't have. They know how to play strategically. We don't train people to play the game strategically. We don't train great three-point shooters anymore, do we?
No.
Right. Same kind of thing. It's just a different... Being a defender in this country is not a giant deal. The wealthiest players, not the wealthiest, but highly paid players in the Premier League are defenders. It's like we pay left tackles, play quarterbacks too, but it's just, it's an upside down way of viewing the sport.
Okay, we're at the end of regulation. No score, Switzerland and Colombia, 15 minutes, and then another 15 minutes,
yeah,
and then the penalty kicks.
Your favorite.
Oh, I love those penalty kicks. I love those penalty kicks.
Lionel Messi had another one saved today.
Wow.
Yeah, in the Egyptian game. The Egyptian goalkeeper's out of this world.
Really?
He was the only really lousy goalkeeper I've seen is the dude for the U.S. Matt Freeze, he was awful.
Bless his heart last night when he.
What do you mean, bless his heart?
Well, he
makes a lot.
He kicked.
He whiffed.
He whiffed a kick, yeah.
Like, where's he going to go with that ball? What's
I don't
he
know.
Doing there? You either blast it away, you come out, you take everyone around you out with you to get rid of the ball.
Mm-hmm.
He trapped it. Like he was going to go on some dribbling spree.
But he couldn't use his hands.
Well, yeah.
He was out of the box.
Right.
Yeah.
Coming out is fine to get the ball out, but nobody takes it and starts trying to dribble and then whiffs it.
Mm-hmm. He did.
He just whiffed it.
He whiffed it. All right, 5 o'clock, talk a break. NFL football next here on 102.7 ESPN.
Jeff Ward and Ed Clements. Afternoons 4 to 6 on 102.7 ESPN.